Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Dave Garrett here. Today is Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. Had to get it right. And this is Walking Leader, Wednesday Walking Leader. Wednesdays where I read from one of my books. And in this case, we're up to book number 2 in the Walking Leader series, Great to Follow. You can find this on Amazon, Barnes & Noble in paperback and digital format. So don't forget to order yourself a copy. So today I'm going to read from chapter 5, Rule 5. Get to know the good veterans. Get to know the good veterans. I'll read a little bit and then we'll talk about it some more. So let's dive right in. Here we go. Get to know the good veterans, rule number 5. No matter where you work, there will be two types of people, the good ones and the not so good ones. To succeed in any organization, it behooves all new employees to, as quickly as possible, identify who the good ones are and who are not. Doing this will greatly contribute to your success in the organization. Now, on the other side of the coin, failing to distinguish the good from the bad, things will certainly not go the way you expect them, guaranteed. Whether this is your first job or your last, there will always be good and bad employees. Having the good and the bad employees is a good thing. Having both is a good thing. You need them. I truly believe having both helps to keep any organization on its toes. However, when the bad start to poison the entire operation, things can turn for the worse. So unfortunate as it sounds, organizations do tolerate bad employees. I know this for a fact. They can be tolerated, however, just for so long. Every organization has old timers, you know, the ones that have been there a while, also otherwise known as the veterans. Now, these employees who have been there with the company since who flunked the chunk, are the veterans. They are the easiest to spot in a crowd, as they are usually the ones that are the crankiest. Maybe not all of them are cranky, but rest assured, those that appear to be cranky, to be the cranky ones are the ones who have been there a while. They have kind of reason to be cranky, so watch out for that. If there is anyone that has not been with the company for any length of time and is already cranky, well, one word of advice for that, run in the opposite direction. Just take off running the other way. Back to the veterans of the organization. Just as it behooves you to identify who the good ones are, it also behooves you to identify who the long-term employees are. These veterans are the ones that know the company culture inside out. They know how things are really done and have a deep and extensive network of contacts within and without the organization. And these individuals are the ones that are constantly building and rebuilding the company in a sense that they have become the go-to person when things need to get done, because they know what to do and who to do it with and who to contact on getting it done. Few people will go to the CEO or branch manager or facility manager when things need to be done. However, think about who they go to when they want to get it done right. See, they go to the veterans of the organization. Any leader worth his weight will seek out the advice of those veterans for at least two reasons: to find out how it was done in the past, and to find out how it has been done wrong in the past. So it's kind of, you know, twofold. You're looking at how it got done, but also what other negative or wrong outcomes came from other processes. Now, those veterans will not pull any punches. They ideally shouldn't. They've been there for a reason, and it's because they become trusted and they're good at what they do, and they know that pulling punches is not going to get them anywhere. Seriously, think about this. They have weathered countless storms and are still with the company. They are dedicated to the vision, the mission, and leadership of the organization. They have also seen individuals come and go. They have become the de facto experts on who is going to make it in the company and who will be gone before they even start. They might or might not have the educational background, but they have the technical and street smarts to make them priceless to the organization. You could say they really run the show. And these veterans are the ones that will also make or break you when it comes to your success within your company. Now, they can help you go down the path of greatness, thus making your way up the corporate ladder a lot easier. And on the other hand, they can heavily influence your lack of future within the organization. By this, I mean the old timers have seen all kinds of people come and go and within the organization, and then that any upper level director or manager would be a fool not to seek out the advice and the wisdom of those veterans, especially when it comes to getting feedback on the newbies, the up and comers, and the ones that are just there to collect a paycheck. Therefore, it is wise to go ahead and seek out those veterans, show them the respect they deserve, and find a way to learn from them. Folks, what they give you is priceless information. They're sharing with you the history of the organization. And it's your job. It is definitely your job to get out there and learn from them. Seek them out. Seek out the good ones. They're going to help you. And again, they're going to break you. But again, it all falls on you. It all falls on you as to what you decide to give them, and what you decide to share with them, what you decide you're going to do with the organization. Like I said, they're going to make you or break you. And any leader worth his weight in salt or gold would be a fool if they don't come to those old timers and say, hey, what do you think of this guy? It happens. It truly happens. Folks, my name is Dave Guerra. This has been Walking Leader Wednesday for August 21st, 2019. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for watching. I've read rule number five, get to know the good veterans of Great to Follow. Until tomorrow, have a good evening. Have a good Thursday. I'll talk to you in about 24 hours. Have a good one.